This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, say the school shooter legally bought 7 firearms in recent years and hid the guns from their parents before killing 3 children and 3 adults at a Christian school.
We also don't have a motive at this time. We feel that these students that were targeted were randomly targeted.
Metropolitan Nashville Police Chief John Drake. The victims at the Covenant School on Monday include 3 9-year-olds and the head of the school. Shooter Audrey Hale was a former student at the school. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's done what he can do. Now it's up to Congress to help curb gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says he's exhausted his executive authority.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
That was here at the White House before leaving for North Carolina, where the president renewed a call for lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war in our streets? And at our schools.
The president says he knows people wonder why he keeps unsuccessfully calling for a ban.
Because I want you to know who isn't doing it, who isn't helping.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Officials say a Russian court has convicted a single father over social media posts criticizing the war in Ukraine and sentenced him to 2 years in prison. His lawyer and activists say the case was brought to the attention of authorities by his daughter's anti-war drawings at school. The case has drawn international attention. It's an indication the Kremlin is intensifying its crackdown on dissent, targeting more people.